You know, Palm City.
Hello, I'm Pastor Jerome Ryan, the founder and CEO of the Love Center. We've been serving the region for over 30 years, helping families rebuild their lives. We're expanding our services. The Workforce Discipleship Center providing housing for the working class homeless. Yes, repeat, for the working class homeless, for single men and single women. We are offering financial literacy and strategies along with spiritual discipleship. For more information, please call the Workforce Discipleship Office at 772-207-6925. Again, 772-207-6925. Our staff is waiting to assist you or someone you know.
Welcome to Kingdom Recovery. This is a live, spirit-filled program where no matter what chains a person to a prison of hopelessness, such as alcohol, drugs, sex, or even feelings, God can and will break those chains. Kingdom Recovery is a cutting-edge program where we discuss God's Word through focused teachings, open discussion, and life-changing testimonies. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Kingdom Recovery. Excited to be here. Happy 4th of July, and every day is Independence Day. I won't say that. you're what? Infilled, indwelled with power and might. Hallelujah. Freedom, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So, and that's something I want to talk about. But before that, I want to just say I'm Luann Linekin, and I'm with
James Wrench.
James Wrench. Hello, James. And my number is 631-745-7980. I'll give it several times, hopefully, if I can remember during this hour, so that if you have any questions, if you would like a book from Pastor Tom, my pastor at Treasure Coast Victory Center, What Now or Kingdom Now, we have he would like to bless whoever would like one for free. And also, if you're interested, or if you know anyone that needs housing, affordable housing for working homeless, you can contact me, and I can get you contacted with Workforce Discipleship. Okay, so with that, we've been talking about step 12 and the gifts of the Spirit. So step 12 says, and this is a program, it's Kingdom Recovery. It's a program for those who are joining us for the first time or, you know, maybe never heard me explain it, but I usually do, that we are based on, the 12-step model of recovery and deliverance. So I'll say that because at the time I didn't know it was deliverance until I learned about deliverance biblically. Then I can relate it to the natural stuff that I was learning. Everything in my life, when I got revelation biblically, made sense. That's the only way I could say it. And I've been doing this. Some of us are doing these things, like 12-step programs or going to therapy or doctor, whatever we're doing, right? And we're not lining it up with God's word. And it's getting tired and frustrating. And once I started applying God's word to it, to everything, God's word, not just saying I have a higher power or I choose to or I'm Christian, not that, but applying his word to every area of my life and all my affairs, because the 12-step talks about that, everything got easier, made more sense, and I was able to navigate through really tough situations in my life, which I know I could have never done it without Christ in me, the hope of glory, and his guidance. But so step 12 states having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps. So there have been steps that we've taken prior to the 12th, the last one, that will lead us to be able to operate in step 12 filled with the Holy Spirit, power, might, fire, okay? Because we can't do service if we don't, if we can't give love, patience, tolerance, healing, victory to someone else if we don't have that, if we don't, if we're not secure in knowing that it's in us first and then he wants to pour out of us. He's in us. Okay, so, and then it says steps, as a result of these steps, we carry this message to others to practice these principles in all our affairs. And these principles are the characteristics of God. It's God's nature inside of us. And that's where the fruit, which we will talk about, you see, fruit we grow, gifts we
are given,
and fruits are grown out of us.
And gifts are like immediate. I mean, when you get a gift, there's no...
And it doesn't mean you have it all the time.
Yeah, but there is gifts that usually there's people will operate in certain gifts, but you can move in any of the gifts at any time.
Amen.
And if there was somebody in a wheelchair and you wouldn't say, oh, I have the gift to prophecy. I don't have the gift to healing. Man, I wish so-and-so was here. So God's going, oh, man, I wish so-and-so was there so I can't use Luann. She don't have the gift to healing or whoever. He'll move in any of the gifts at any time. But there is people that have like the gift of prophecy is their main gifting. Mm-hmm. And people usually have like two gifts, to be honest. Amen. As you minister a lot, you'll see.
Amen. So that step directs us to operate in God's power. And that's through the Holy Spirit. We receive the Holy Spirit. And then the only way we activate the Holy Spirit is through obedience. It's through standing on his word, declaring his word, studying his word, knowing his word, believing his word is the big one. You know, no matter what's going on, we have to believe his word, and that faith motivates, and that's what activates when we're actually operating and living a life pleasing unto God, right? Into his way, his will. So step two, I wanted to go back to the second step, because the first step is we admit confession, so that the truth is that we're all sinners, that, you know, yes, I am guilty of a life that, you know, I was living. And Jesus is the one that we get born again when we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And then we receive the Holy Spirit in step two, and that's came to believe in a power. The power is the Holy Spirit of God. So we have Jesus, Son of God, Holy Spirit of God, and then step three is turning our will over to the care of God, which is Father God, Father of God, right? So step two is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in us. He indwells, and every step after that, step 3 to 12, is the infilling of the Holy Spirit. It's a sanctification, daily sanctification of the mind. We already are whole in our spirit. Once you're born again, you're born again, right? But our mind needs renewing. Our mind needs to change because we've been programmed, I'll say, our machine settings, right? Not by the original creator, God, but by the lowercase g, God of the world. We've been programmed differently. So he wants to bring us back to the way he designed us. God wants us to go back to the way he originally planned and purposed our lives. He created us the way he created us in the garden before Adam fell. Okay? So he wants to bring us back to that place of wholeness, basically.
Like we're given a Rolls Royce or a Bugatti, and we got him over at the Yugo place trying to get it fixed. And
yeah, and they don't even understand the parts. True, right? So 3 through 12. Now, 12 is experiencing all these steps in our lives. It's having some, I guess, experiential knowledge, which is wisdom, a type of wisdom, because we're going to talk about the word, the gift of the word of wisdom today. But there is God's wisdom, which is different, and there's natural wisdom, the world's wisdom. So this is the gift that we're talking about, the gift of the word of wisdom, which is a part of God's mind, a fragment, a piece of what he wants to tell someone. Well, he wants it to profit all. It's a direction for all people, all mankind, even unbelievers, when he gives a word of wisdom to someone and they step out in that word of wisdom. Okay, so before we go there, let's just...
The supernatural intelligence into a situation, how to handle.
Amen. So wisdom is profitable to direct people, right, into basically a solution. Basically, he wants to give us the solution. But sometimes we're so busy trying to do it our way, we're not listening to. And, you know, you can get somebody in church. You can pray yourself and get it and not and ignore the word that he's giving you, that piece of information to be able to be directed in the right way. He wants his body to be directed in the right direction. Okay, yes, we do good things. People say, oh, I'm not going to hell. I'm a good person and everything. Yeah, but are you living right? Is it the right direction? We can do good things in the wrong place. You know, I did it. I was, you know, as soon as I felt that I was a good person as soon as I stopped drinking and drugging and, you know, but I was still, and I was a better person than I was because I wasn't getting in the car drunk or doing things like that. But I still had a lot of selfish, self-centered. I was the king of my heart, you know, pride behavior. So I wasn't living right. I was living better and good at times, but not right. So God wants us to live right with him because it's easier for us. It really is. Sometimes it feels like it's a harder place, but it's a lot easier. And if it does feel hard, it's because you're fighting something easier. Because God's yoke, his yoke is easy, right? He says it. So if you find yourself struggling and tired and I'm just so sick and tired of this, right? It might be because you're in the way. It's something you're trying to do or get or resolve on your own strength. Because when you're letting God lead you and guide you and resting in God's word, because when he says rest, it doesn't mean to stop doing things. It just means rest your mind of your own thoughts, your own ambitions, your own desires, and rest them in his thoughts, his ambitions, his desires, and watch how your life can flow and how when you get centered with God, no matter what's going on outside that circle, right? In the center is peace. It's like anything else. In the center of a flame, there's peace. It's the exterior stuff that burns us and tosses us and gets us all caught up in the mess instead of staying in the message in the center. So the gift of the word of wisdom, it's a message. A word is a message from God, and he's trying to get a message of direction, solution, so that we can have success in life. That's his whole purpose. The Holy Spirit is here to make us be able to live a life worthy of praise and glory to God. I mean, it's a lot easier. And I'm not saying life gets easier, but inside, the turmoil in our minds and in our hearts stops. You sense peace, even though things can, because we don't have control over people, places, and things, no matter how much we try to think we can, if they would only change, if that would only happen. Listen, I can't expect people, places, and things to change anymore in my life for my life to get better. I have to look at myself. What can I change about me to make this an easier situation in my life, right? So,
I just want to
go ahead, James. Go for it.
Just say, like, a word of knowledge is, it's not predictive, but it's supernatural about things that already exist. Your name so-and-so or... your doctor so-and-so, your L5 is crushed, or you have cancer in your whatever. And then a word of wisdom comes along many times with a word of knowledge. Tell them what to do in a situation you just spoke knowledge about that you couldn't have known.
Right. So God reveals his purpose and plan for the future through the gift of the word, the message of wisdom. The word of wisdom is a supernatural revelation. Let me just say another thing. See, when the Holy Spirit, we're in one accord, James and I, because we studied the same things, and we're, you know, like, our purpose here is for the Lord. We want to help people. We want to encourage people. We want to help enlighten people, right, through the Holy Spirit. So I submit to the Holy Spirit before I even get here, and I'm like, God, just use me as a channel of your love and peace and your wisdom, your knowledge, which is not... Listen, there might be the gift of the word of wisdom, but I pray for God's wisdom, which is very different than what I'm saying. We're going to talk about that too, because we don't want to confuse people. But this is a specific gift of the word, the message of God, the word of wisdom, okay? So by the Holy Spirit of God, revealing the divine purpose and plan in the mind and will of God. So God wants to reveal a part of his thinking to us. He can't give us the whole thing, all right? And one of the people that outside of Derek Prince, Hagen, you know, these are the people that outside of God himself, you know, the word of God, you know, there are other great pastors, preachers, teachers, prophets that speak on this topic. And I encourage people, you know, you'll know if it doesn't feel right, it probably isn't. You know, let the Holy Spirit guide you. Okay, the word of wisdom comes in many forms, just like the word of knowledge. It can come through audio voice, you might hear him, right? Visions or dreams, and even through the gift of prophecy. You know, you were just saying. So the prophecy, knowledge, because we talked about prophecy, we talked about the gift of the word of knowledge, prophecy, and we'll touch on them because they kind of intertwine. Mm-hmm. So we need to kind of remind people about, what's going on. So tongues or interpretation of tongues, just as some examples, Moses with the law, he heard God with the law. Mm-hmm. You know, Peter going to the centurion, he had a vision, he had all these things going on. And it was all three, basically, mm-hmm. For Peter. And so the gift of prophecy, the gift of the word of knowledge, and the gift of the word of wisdom can sometimes all flow together, just as James says. And in 1 Corinthians 12, 8, and then 10, I'm going to read them. It says, "For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit." And then in 1 Corinthians 12, 10, it says, "To another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, and to another interpretation of tongues." I feel like all that goes together. Mm-hmm. You know? So God's wisdom is different from the world's wisdom, and we'll talk about that. And 1 Corinthians 2, 10, 12 says, "But it was to us that God revealed these things by his Spirit, for his Spirit searches out everything and shows us God's deep secrets. No one can know a person's thoughts except the person's own spirit. And no one can know God's thoughts except God's own spirit. And we have received God's spirit, not the world's spirit, so we can know the wonderful things God has freely given us." This is the whole purpose of the Holy Spirit. He wanted to connect with us. It's so that we can be in God's presence. We can have him all the time with us, God with us, right? The gifts distributed to us are by the Holy Spirit of God, are for the purpose, the primary purpose, to allow the Holy Spirit to manifest himself in our midst as he sees fits, as he gets direction from God, to, just like Jesus did only what the Father told him, the Holy Spirit is following Jesus and Father God, right? For us to profit all mankind. So the gift of all the gifts are to help the body, but the gift of the word of wisdom is to profit all. That means all people, okay? And I believe, and even non-believers.
Gifts are for other people. You don't go at Christmas time and buy not yourself a bunch of gifts.
Amen.
Gifts. So the gifts are not for you. So it's good to profit others. And unfortunately, in America, everybody has so much rejection. They want an identity. And a lot of people try to get through strong giftings because God can just download those. Like they get the prophecy on someone that's got no character, and it can get really messy for a little while. Mm-hmm. And then the fruit's got to be grown, you know?
Yeah.
And then they wonder why all the churches reject them when they're blowing them up and they don't see it. So we got to, and God wants me to talk about that when you're done there. Mm-hmm. I forget what I was starting to say.
That the gifts are for others.
Yeah, the gifts are for others. You
Which
can't,
is very
like, if
important.
You have the gift of prophecy, mm-hmm. I know people that can just gifted in person prophecy, you can just pray over anybody, but they can't use it on themselves. Same with gift of healing. If mm-hmm. you got the gift of healing and you see a lot of people healed, it doesn't happen on yourself. You got to stretch your faith and stand in faith to get healed. So the gifts are for others.
Amen. Amen. So the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge, God gives. a word of what he knows. He never reveals everything that he knows. He won't do that. It's a word is a fragment part of a sentence. It's a piece of a sentence, and so it is with wisdom. He gives you a part of his wisdom to share with us.
It says we know in part, we prophesy in part.
Amen.
And
thanks.
Even though you can have some very strong revelation from some people, mm-hmm. like it's, you think they know your whole life, or God may show, but if you're the one getting that, you got to keep yourself humble. I know in part, I'm not really them. I don't really know all they're going through, even though you just laid a bunch of stuff out.
Right.
We've got to be humble and
amen.
No, let them process, you know?
Yes.
Don't try to make them do what we think they need to do.
No.
Don't get into witchcraft.
Don't give them any kind of, don't tell them they need to move to, you know, California or something. Yeah. So it is not the gift of wisdom, but the gift of the word of wisdom that God reveals, only a part of what he wants man to know. He can't give us the whole thing, because if he gave us the whole thing, we probably wouldn't even step out in the little bit that we get. Mm. We'd be like, oh no, you know? It's like anything else. If we knew the full picture, we might not. If I knew half the stuff that I went through, I probably would have crawled up and hid a long time ago. So I'm grateful that he doesn't give me everything in one. You know, he gives me step by step, praise the Lord. So we spoke about the word of knowledge already, but as a recap, I want to talk about that and a little bit about prophecy. The word of knowledge is a supernatural revelation of the Holy Spirit of God's concerning certain specific facts in the mind of God relating to people, places, and things. We also spoke about the gift of prophecy, which is given to edify, exalt. Edify is instruct. Exalt is advance and to comfort, and that means freedom from pain or peace, to bring peace, all right, and serenity. So that's what prophecy is for, to the body.
And I just wanted to talk a little about that. I did stay about 25 years in those circles, you know, mm-hmm. studying. The most people that get to prophecy move in words of knowledge. But there's a lot of people that got powerful words of knowledge, but they're not gifted prophetically, which means predictive future. So they can come up and say, oh, you're Luann, you're this age, you're born in such and such, and you're from New York, and your social security number, whatever. And then all of a sudden they'll start prophesying, and you just got to really discern if the prophecy is from God, because just because they have one gift doesn't mean they have the prophetic gift. And that does happen. And I just want to say these things because the Lord's been telling me for a little while, God's really fixing to move this year. Amen. In the body of Christ, and giftings, and I already see it starting. Giftings are going to be turned up, and there's a lot of pitfalls. They fell in the last 30 years ago.
Follow the gifter.
We want to look at the
giver,
the falls they had then, and learn from that, and not fall in the same pitfalls all over again, where everything's a mess because someone's so gifted. You know, then
and
all of a sudden they're out
blinded
sleeping with somebody's
by,
wife,
amen.
And they're like, how can they do that? And then they're telling you, move here. And you're like, wow, they told me to move. Well, you need to weigh that, pray about that.
Right. Each individual has to be responsible for your own walk with God. It's so important that you have a personal relationship.
Amen.
Right? So what is the difference between the gift of the word of knowledge and the gift of the word of wisdom? The difference between the gifts of the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom is that the revelation of the word of knowledge always brings present knowledge or something which has happened in the past. So that's knowledge, okay? Present or past. The word of wisdom always speaks of future things, okay? So the word of knowledge is past and present. The word of wisdom is future.
It's usually how to handle a situation.
That's right. It's directive, right?
Yeah.
The word of wisdom is directive. It's a direction for you to follow. Hallelujah.
Now think about this, a word of knowledge. If you're in a meeting, say 300 people in there, and some guy we don't know stands there, he starts standing people up and telling them the names and everything. It's so impressive, but actually it's only impressive. Everybody else in there knows their name.
Yeah.
It's not really, but it's impressive because he didn't know, and we see the gift. And God will do that to draw people. And some, if they are prophetic, he'll use that to draw them to receive the prophetic. But
Hallelujah.
You just still have to balance if it's the prophetic the one doesn't mean they necessarily have the gift of prophecy.
Right. But we will say this, that the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge frequently do operate together. Okay? So word of knowledge and the word of wisdom. An example is in Acts 9, 10 through 16. Now there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias, and to him the Lord said in a vision, Ananias, and he said, here I am, Lord. I love that. So the Lord said to him, Ananias, arise and go to the street called Straight. So there's another direction, right? And inquire at the house of the of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he is praying. And in a vision, he has seen a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hands on him so that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much harm he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And here he has authority, and here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all who call on your name. But the Lord said to him, go, for he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel. For I will show him how many things he must suffer for my namesake. So the Lord's word, the Lord told, which is the word, Ananias. So there was a word being spoken by God to Ananias. He told him where to go to find Saul. He told him what Saul was doing, that he was praying and that he had saw a vision. So he was telling him things from what had happened too. And he told him the specific street and the house where to go to find Paul. And all these were present and past facts, which is a word of knowledge, okay? And then the Lord told, he spoke the word, the message to Ananias about God revealed his plan and purpose to Ananias for Saul before he was Paul. He said, I'm going to tell him he has to preach. So he's telling him future things. So this will be the wisdom. Also, the persecution and suffering that Paul would experience, he told him. So all this was future facts, and this would be a word of wisdom. So this is just an example so that you can get your mind wrapped around it and have a reference.
Or prophecy.
Yeah, okay. And prophecy too, right? Because they all usually kind of intertwine. So I want to talk a little bit about the difference between wisdom, natural wisdom, wisdom of God, and the word of wisdom, which we just shared about what the word of wisdom looks like. It's a piece of what God wants to direct the body, others. He's going to use you to direct, to give information to others, the body, or people, right? So natural wisdom is wisdom in dealing with affairs of life is not the same as the supernatural spiritual gift of the word of wisdom. Key to success is to mediate on the word. So we get natural wisdom. You can learn things, but it's very limited. It's not God's wisdom, and it's limited to man, to this space and time here. God's wisdom is eternal. It's never ending. There are things that sometimes he says things to me that I can't even put a natural word on.
Well, when it comes, it's also not you. It's not you thinking. It's very easy to tell because it's something you're like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
You know it's supernatural. That I never thought of that. Oh, man.
Yeah. And you can't even explain it. It's just, you know, but you know it. So, and he tells us the key to success in life is to meditate on the word day and night, right, according to how it is written. So we want, if we can have that in our natural wisdom, you know, be able to learn things, learn the word, but it's still not a supernatural wisdom of God. So the wisdom of God is wisdom in the knowledge of God's word when the Holy Spirit gives you revelation. And not only the revelation, but the ability to step out to fulfill what God says in his word, to carry out God's message, his will, be obedient. That's supernatural wisdom when you can really stand on God's word, okay, and understand it. Because you can't stand on something you don't understand. It wouldn't make any sense, right? So, and some examples is Solomon's wisdom was given by God, the word, right? But the same wisdom that was given to Solomon, right? God's wisdom is the same God today in his word, the Bible. So we get we get a bigger gift. We have the Word of God to be able to, and the Holy Spirit living in us to be able to direct us and speak to us directly. You know, we don't, the angels would come then, the Holy Spirit would come upon them. You know, that's the way they receive messages from God. Today, he's inside of us. Hallelujah. And in Joshua 1.
Let me just say the reason they couldn't have the Holy Spirit was this, it wasn't until Jesus' blood.
Amen.
That we could not be like in his presence.
That's right.
And live. But now Jesus made us righteous by his blood.
Amen.
And then the Holy Spirit, the veil was ripped. The Holy Spirit was like behind the 4-inch veil. Or foot thick, I forget, it's really thick. But when the veil was torn, not only the Holy Spirit come out, it also, we were able to go in. People like it, let us go in the veil. Well, let the Holy Spirit come out too. Now we can be filled with the Holy Spirit. But it was by that blood.
And sacrifice. I was listening to someone today talking about Jacob's ladder, heaven and earth. The that's what happened. Like we were able, we're now the vessel of where heaven can touch earth here in us.
Amen.
You know, amen, amen. And we have to remember it's through Jesus' resurrection that we are able to be born again and resurrect ourselves. You know, like, well, not, I can't do it myself, but through what he did, the blood. But by accepting Jesus and what he did and believing what he did, we get born again and have a new life. And you can have a new mind. You don't have to listen to the old mind anymore. Even though your spirit is new, you got to get your mind right. Your soul. Sorry, I forgot I was on the radio.
Sorry. And if you don't know,
I felt like I was talking to you at lunch. This is our lunch right now. Like, this is what we do.
And if you don't know the Lord and you want to accept this Lord, just right now, just pray this prayer. It says that he died. If you believe that he died for your sins and he rose the third day and you can confess it with your mouth and believe in your heart, you shall be saved. With the heart, man believes unto salvation, and with the mouth, confession is made. So I'll lead you in a prayer if you want to do that. Just repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I know you died for my sins.
I know you died for my sins.
And I know you rose the third day.
And I know you rose the third day.
I ask you to forgive me.
I ask you to forgive me.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
And be Lord of my life.
And be Lord of my life.
And I surrender to you.
And I surrender to you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And you are now
congratulations.
Born again. And if you want a free gift,
we should have like one of those trumpet things going on.
We can give you some books.
Yes, we can give you books. Please call me 631. Oh, thank you, James. 631-745-7980. Because we don't want to leave you there. We want to help you walk with you. Whoop, whoop. Right? David, it would have been good. If we would have known we would have done it, I'd be like, da, 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 da. I'm full of fireworks today. Oh, this is
it's
fun.
Sparkly dress. Or
yes, not, I'm wearing a
firework dress.
Yeah, whatever. Dress. Okay, so Joshua 1:8 says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. So there's directions. So God says, if you want the wisdom of God, then let his book, his will and testament, the Bible, the law, right? Never leave from your heart and your mind and your mouth. Never leave. Always speak it. Always be part of his word. In everything you do, make him part of it. Make his word, when we declare his word over something, we're making God part of something. We're actually joining him. We're letting him be part of something that's going on in our life. Hallelujah. Right? James 1:5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God. You just received the Holy Spirit. Ask God for the wisdom. The Holy Spirit's in you. He's going to reveal God's wisdom to you, right? Who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. So 1 Corinthians 2:1-6 says, and I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not the persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the spirit and of power. Hallelujah. That your faith shall not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Hallelujah. So you have the power inside. I got the power. You got the power. He lives inside of you. Draw in, draw near to him, and let him express himself through you, manifest himself through you. So the difference between the gift of the word of wisdom and and God's wisdom is this is the wisdom to know how to conduct ourselves as followers of Jesus Christ. That's God's wisdom. That's not the gift of the word of wisdom, okay? God imparts wisdom to those who ask and have faith, but it's not the same as the supernatural gift of the word of wisdom. The word of wisdom is a direction for outside. God's wisdom is for you to live a prosperous life, to be able to function in any condition that's happening outside, right? And it is also for the people around you, because when they see you operating in the wisdom of God, your life, your decisions, your speech, then you're going to draw up other people, because he's attractive. He's the most handsome man alive. And he wants to express himself, and others will see his glory through your life because they know you. I know for me, people know me. They knew me. So they see my life today. I mean, my own children, they knew what I was like, and now they see a lifestyle change. They don't just, you know, it's not just I go to church and I do. No, it's my whole life is different. The whole way I approach things and even our conversations. I spent the weekend with my daughter. We had a wonderful time. You know, she shared her church. I went to her church because she works for, and it was great. It was a great message. I can go anywhere. I have the Holy Spirit. I have the kingdom inside of me. I don't always have to agree with everybody and everything, but I can be a part of everybody and everything. And that's what Jesus wants for all of us. You like that, James?
Well, I was thinking how he's bringing me out to denominational churches and start revivals.
Amen.
Churches that didn't believe in healing. I think I'm like, what a perfect place to start it. Because no offense, but Pentecostals do have a little bit of pride, thinking they got it all on them. So started in, I'm seeing in Baptists and Methodists, and I mean, this is like, to me, I'm like, oh God, that is so awesome.
Yeah. Well, we love everybody.
Amen.
Okay, so to any who lack wisdom, let him ask. All you have to do is ask for his wisdom. To one who is given the word of wisdom, the Holy Spirit gives the word. So that's, go ahead.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying every Pentecostal is private.
No, yeah.
If you feel like, oh, been there, done that, got a t-shirt to prove it, I mean, like, I've had people healed, or like if the leg grows out, oh, yeah, I've seen the old leg thing. That's like, this is about people. I mean, the guy may not be able to walk. And
yeah, but I think that can go for all people. Yeah, you're right. All people. We're not seeing
the miracles.
Yeah.
So
we're not accusing anybody, but
denominations have not seen the miracles.
Amen.
Matter of fact, this one's happening because a lady had a special shoes and stuff, and God grew her leg out, and they want to know. And now they're open, wanting to do a healing meeting. So
praise God.
I believe it's going to be awesome.
Praise God. But every denomination we all have groups, even in a family, even at a job, that are closed-minded, and we're supposed to, right, like what you're saying, we're supposed to demonstrate things that open the mind to receive. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So go ahead, say what you're going to say about the healing.
Oh, just they asked me to come to, I did it in both churches. they wanted me to, I came to the talk because we were going to have groups to do like a revival. And this is so awesome. Is your gift of healing? I said, well, actually, it's kind of like this. Imagine, I've said this on the air before. Imagine if you told me you were going to Alabama, Andalusia, Alabama. I said, oh, my nephew lives there. I owe him $1,000 here. Give him this money. Oh, no, I'm not worthy. I can't do that. No, I'm giving it to him. Just take it. Oh, no, you don't know what I did last night. I'm not worthy to give him that. I'm like, this isn't about you. I need to give him the money. God needs to heal these people, but he does it through us. So we got to get to ourselves. He'll heal through anyone. And then I said, who here has a bag problem? Raise your hand. And bunch of them raising their hands. I said, all right, y'all come over. And I had each one pray and for each other. I didn't pray for one person. I've been doing that lately. And they were freaked out. God said, keep it simple when I was sitting there. He spoke that to me. So I was like, just say, be healed. Everything was just be healed, and bam, instantly gone. Broken bones at the top of the back, burning on fire. Be healed. Whoop. Wow, just totally left. And a few people were fixing to get operations. So next week, amen, totally healed. And I said, see, it's God. It's not me. And I'm just going to try to let them do most of praying in their meeting. And they're just so excited seeing God wants to use them. You know, it's one thing to see healing, but to realize he wants to do it through you. And I said, I'll even do more when you're out in the grocery store and so on. I explain words of knowledge. You may feel a pain, somebody else has. So anyway, it's just really fun.
Amen, amen. And you know, I was just talking to somebody this morning. We've been talking, and they called me about someone who needed prayer and laying hands on. And I said, well, you're with that person. So I encouraged this person to do it, and she did.
Praise God.
Amazing. You know what I mean? Like, no, you're there. God's calling you to do it. You know, I could pray with you here, and I will, but I believe you're in her presence, or you have more of her presence, whether it's over the phone or whatever. You have her attention. I think God's trying to use you, you know? And and then we just spoke, and she did, and God's still bringing a message, you know, like constant. So it's important that we step out. If you know, if you're feeling like, oh, I gotta call so and so to pray, maybe you don't call that person to pray. Maybe you pray and watch God show you, you know, what he can do through you.
And just know the enemy will always make you feel like you can't do it.
Yeah. You know, and just one, it's good that you
talk confidently.
That's right.
And even if you don't feel it.
Yeah, and you
be
know,
in Jesus' name. Worst thing you have is nothing.
Exactly. And that's exactly what our conversation was about. It was about keep it very, very simple and be direct. Just say it with confidence, and that's it. And that's it. It doesn't have to be this prolonged, elegant, you know, Jesus is very simple.
I'll tell you what else I've been doing lately, the Lord's just put on me, is because so many people come to my shop needing healing, you know, and I've had him pray for themselves every day. It's like he's moving more powerfully than when I was praying.
Amen.
I was like, you speak to that foot and tell that
bone
to be.
That's right. And even like, deliverance. Open your windows in your car if you feel getting bad thoughts. Get out, Satan. Leave me alone. Stop harassing me. I used to do that all the time.
And they can go through the windows just like an
yes,
act of faith.
Exactly. Thanks for clearing that up. Oh. I'd be like, oh, I forgot to. No. Yeah.
Bam, hit the window. Won't get out. They're all running around the car.
No, that's not what I meant. I did it as a way of actually taking an action. Yes.
There's a guy that moves strong in healing. He does meetings. And the first time he was in a meeting himself before he was Lou anything, and he had an epileptic seizure, fell on the floor. And he said that a woman was a pastor of the church, and she jumped up and said, open that back door. And then he said, you come out of him. She said, you come out of him. You go out that door. You turn right. You go down that street. Don't ever come back.
Amen.
And he said his eyes were opened into the spirit realm, and he's seen it come up out of him. He's seen it go right through the doors and turn right.
Yeah, that's right. Amen. Amen.
That's what changes life.
Yes.
Because when you see it, it's kind of strange first time, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. And you know, it's also, and even seeing with your eyes, yes, but also the impression of peace that comes over you is a deliverance. It's like, there it is, it's peace. So if you've ever experienced that when you're going through something and then you experience this peace that just comes over you, that's it's gone. It's left.
Oh, back to when I was saying you get hit with fear and the enemy making you not pray,
right?
Like that'll never happen. The more fear you feel, then the more you need to pray, because the more he's scared.
Amen.
He don't want it happening.
Yeah.
He don't want you seeing the power you have.
Yeah. It's, and he always wants you to question everything, because the only place he can really, he attacks your mind. You know, he wants you to question who you are, who you belong to. He wants you to question everything about God. So, you know, did he, was, will he? God's not a liar. If it's written that he healed and that he delivered and that he did these things, these are the promises. They're yes and amen, and know the promises so that you can stand on them and you can join the promises when you're feeling like you're lost.
And,
go ahead, Jane.
And when you're praying for someone else, people are like, well, how much faith does it take to get someone else healed? I was like, it takes this much faith praying for somebody else, because it's a little different with yourself. and you're praying for yourself. But when you're praying for someone else, if you got enough faith to actually pray for them, that's all you need.
That's right. Enough faith. Amen.
Amen. Enough faith to do it, even though you feel like it will not happen.
And that's how simple it is.
And you're shocked when it happens.
Uh-huh. That's how simple it is. That's really the only hurdle you have to get over.
Amen.
Right? And then God does it all. He just needs your cooperation.
You know, and like Todd White prayed for like 100 people for a hat the first time.
Yeah.
Which is almost like strange.
Yeah.
Because I get people praying his hat the first time. I mean, that's the first time I pray. Well, he told me to pray the first time.
Well, everybody has, God has a reason for all, you know,
I'm like,
maybe because he didn't want him to.
I think that was because he knew he was going to be teaching and encouraging people to do it. So he had to push through all that.
Yeah, and get over himself. Yeah, I think that, oh, I got this, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're guessing. We don't know
why.
Oh, yeah,
no. Okay? I'm not trying to judge anybody.
I'm
just
saying. Got a word of wisdom here.
Yeah, just saying, you know.
Yeah.
Because I know that's probably what he would do with
God
me.
God really used him.
Okay, so not everybody will manifest the supernatural gifts of the Holy Spirit at all times. I mean, yes, he can use anybody at any time. And like James was saying before, you know, and sometimes he'll use you more in one area, mostly because you're willing to do it, too. You know, they are given to us, they're given to us. We said this in the beginning, right? They're not grown in us. The fruit is grown in us. The gifts are given to us, okay? So what's in us is the fruit, which is the character, the nature of God inside of us. He wants us to grow. And let me say, because we're going to finish some more of the spiritual gifts, because we are going to talk about the fruits, because the fruits are so important, because to be honest with you, growing...
Fruits is what you'll have when you stand before the Lord.
Exactly. So that's like...
The gifts, you get no credit. That wasn't you. And now, how you labor in your gift, you get credit for.
Amen. And, you know, and we're not minimizing one or the other, but the freedom is in the transformation of who you become in Christ.
And the Bible says desire them. People are like, seek the giver, not the gifts. That's a false statement trying to get people off and not seek the gifts, because the Bible says
seek the gifts,
earnestly desire to prophesy.
Right. But we don't want to seek the giver of the one when you were talking earlier about, we get distracted because we think the person that's operating in the gift is the giver, and he's not the giver. That's a person... That you're a person.
We're all flawed people. The gifts are without
repentance. Amen. And that's when I was saying you don't follow that. You follow the giver, God, to operate in the gifts. We are to desire those gifts. The power is in us, and he wants to manifest through us. The Holy Spirit wants to reveal God himself through us. That's the whole purpose of him, of God. Jesus died for us so that we can have the indwelling of him.
You go out fishing, you put like shrimp on your hook. Well, healing is one of them shrimp, because supernatural, whether it's prophecy, words of knowledge, healing, that's what draws the people.
That's right.
Supernatural.
That's right.
You can tell them about Jesus, you might get some, but man, when the miracles start happening, God is bringing revival, and it's close. I just know it.
Right.
So it's only going to happen through those that are stepping out.
Amen. Amen. So the power is really important. The power of the gifts of the Holy Spirit are very important. We should seek them. But the thing that we need to be able to live a life that's just free and even in our character is the character of God inside of us. You know, because that's what people see when we're just living, when we're just every day. It's our moral correctness. It's like how we talk, how we treat people. It's so important, because sometimes, you know, our words, we say one thing and we're doing another. People watch.
And the more powerful a gift is lands on you, then the more the enemy's there to make you look bad to everybody, because everybody's looking at you. So the more attack you're getting, whether it's pride or whether it's an opposite sex deal or whatever
it
is.
So you need that fruit in you so you can battle that stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Amen.
You gotta draw close to.
Yes, that's right. So you know the difference too. So God reveals his mind, his purpose and plan as he wills to man by the supernatural manifestation of the word of wisdom and in all the gifts. Okay? So once again, I'll read 1 Corinthians 12:8. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit. So the word of wisdom is a supernatural revelation of the Holy Spirit of God concerning the divine purpose in the mind of and the will of God. Okay? So we must be doers of the word, not just hearers of the word, right?
Amen.
And that's the whole purpose. And you know, what it's a daily reprieve is where the fruit starts to grow. What our spiritual condition is based on that, on our, you know, our daily reprieve is based on our spiritual condition, I should say. So we have a reprieve of peace based on our spiritual condition. Are we conditioned to be like our daddy, to talk like our daddy, to love like our daddy, to forgive like our daddy, to have mercy? And that's where the fruit comes in, okay? So the gifts are as God sees fit to pour out through the Holy Spirit to us. And they can be, we don't have to be, God will use us right where we're at any given moment when he wants to get to someone. Just be open and willing for that opportunity. It's an opportunity to be close to God. Let him use you.
Yeah, and if you, a lot of times you might like think you're getting a word and you get so into, it's just the way we are as humans. I mean, I've done it plenty where you get into yourself, do I say this? I'll know. And on the other end of the line, that person may really, really, God's giving you that because they really
mm-hmm.
need it.
Yes.
And then you're so worried if it's right, is it wrong? The enemy's saying, don't say nothing.
Yeah.
I've sat there and followed people around the store. I think I was a stalker trying to get the nerve to tell them something God told me to tell.
Going through that battle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you could always, like we said in the beginning of talking about word of knowledge, prophecy, and now the word of wisdom. You know, I believe God's saying this to me. Does this sound like, you know, or, you know.
Or just say, does this mean anything to you?
Does this mean anything to you? Yeah.
Without even saying God at first.
Yes, sometimes people close down when they hear God. Yes, yes.
When you say that, if you say God said it. Because when you say something that, you know.
Yeah, because not everybody's open to hear even about God. So it is best to just say, does this make any sense to you? Does this mean anything to you?
Are you struggling with, you know.
Yeah, amen. Amen. And God will do the rest. He just needs you to open your mouth.
Yeah.
Amen. Right?
And it'll flow. Yeah.
And let him flow. Let him flow. Let him flow. Let him flow. Okay. So with that, my number is 631-745-7980. And this is Kingdom Recovery. We meet every Friday at 5. And James, do you want to share any more testimonies or anything? Because
I can just say we have impressions. Most common way God speaks, that's like the lowest level. You just have kind of a feeling about a situation, but you can get very important things in an impression. Yes. Just because low level doesn't mean it can't be extremely powerful, but it is more apt to, could possibly be wrong. The next level would be a knowing. That's the first time I heard to go pray for someone when he healed them.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, now I've heard them audibly like 8 times, but I knew. I mean, you could not have told me he did not speak to me when it came through the knowing.
Yeah.
I mean, it was strong. It was just, I knew. I'm bolting a time clock on a wall in a house. I did irrigation, and he told me to go pray for a guy I didn't know that was in bed with had hurt his back real bad. And I went home for a half hour and cried in my living room. I can't do this. I don't know. Please don't make me go do this. And I never heard another word. Finally, after a half hour, I said, well, you're not telling me I don't have to go, and I know you told me to go, so I'll go. And he instantly healed him, and that's when I started praying for everybody. But next would be a vision. A vision commonly is a thing goes in your imagination. It's like I was praying in a group of people that I just had started ministering to, and I was praying with a woman. I had my back to everybody, and there's people from a certain governmental position. Let me just put it that way. I don't want to say what it is. And the name Susan come in my head because I was asking her to pray if God had any unforgiveness. I was fixing to, when I got done giving her a silent time to listen, I would have asked her, does the name Susan mean anything? But then I saw my friend Susan Skinner, twice come where it was like a vision, but it's just in my imagination, I saw her. And I'm like, all right, who's Susan? And then the guy in the governmental position with the rest, he said, I wish you could have turned around and looked, because everybody in that room just about had a problem with this lady named Susan, including me. We weren't even thinking about it. He said, they're all masked, like their eyes. And so that'd be what we would call an internal vision. Like, and then,
so can I just say, in the, I think maybe an impression, when I went to go pray, someone called me to pray for her aunt on the deathbed. I did see it, but I didn't see it. Mm-hmm. Her with God, with Christ, doing a review. I wasn't there for her. I was there for the family. And I knew at that moment that, but I did pray for her anyway, but I knew she was already, what was going to happen was going to happen. And the family wasn't letting her go. I didn't know this, you know, I didn't know this. So, and, but I had shared, I left, I was in this suit and I left them and I had to tell them that I was there and they were not having it. They weren't going to, they were going to keep reviving her anyway. So.
Yes. Impression. And then a dream is a, God spoke in dreams. If you really read them out of dreams, that's how he spoke to Joseph about Mary. That's how he spoke to Joseph to leave when Herod was going to kill him. And he spoke to come back and then spoke. I mean, over and over and over, there's so many dreams. Joseph, and I'm talking about Mary and Joseph, Jesus, father, or, you know.
Yeah.
And because there's the other Joseph and Daniel. So dreams have been used much in the kingdom of God. Then an open vision is you actually see it. It looks like a real person if someone's talking. And then the next would be a trance. Peter went to a trance on the roof. We had that before the occult people. Mm-hmm. It's a little deeper. You interact. And then there's internal audible and external audible. The higher level you hear something, the more accountable you are. And also, the more you will be tested in it. If, when you hear something audibly, it means big tests are coming. And real quick, if you give a prophetic word, the level you give it at is the level you repent. You don't give a word on TV and go in your bedroom and repent if you miss it. You repent back on the TV. Okay, so if you give it in church, you repent in the church.
Amen.
And when we start standing up and living right like
this,
that,
is good direction. People will, yeah, that's right. So you want to pray for...
So Father, I ask, Lord, you stir up the gifts, that you just do impartation to people that are seeking the gift of prophecy. I pray that you pour out, Lord, help them understand it more. And Father, I ask that you just bless everyone on this station listening and everyone in this country, Lord, that you would just reveal yourself, bring revival to this land. I know you are. We thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. And it's all about your glory, Lord. And I'll say real quick, the first time I ever heard the audible voice of God and that thundering, authoritative thing, I was laying in bed and it scared the crud out of me. He says, this is not about us, our anointings, or our ministries. This is about a God and his people and him calling them back to him.
Amen. Shalom, shalom. We agape everyone. And I just want to say happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day. The day you got born, you got independence. Whoop, whoop. You're listening to WCNO, Kingdom Recovery. We agape you. Have a wonderful week. And we'll be back next week at 5 o'clock. Shalom, shalom. Romans 12:2 says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Tune in again next Friday at 5 p.m. to hear and experience another level of God's transforming power, where the truth makes you free. For more information about Kingdom Recovery, I can be reached at 631-745-7980. All the glory to the God of love. All the glory to the God of love.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
Welcome to Taken Studios, the podcast studio designed with you in mind. Whether you're preaching, teaching, or sharing your heart, we provide a professional space where your voice can be heard. With our state-of-the-art equipment, expert sound engineers, and welcoming environment, you can reach Barry at 727-422-4374.
The Treasure Coast Christian Alliance is a growing association of leaders from the business, civic, and ministry areas on the Treasure Coast of Florida. In these blessed communities, we reside, work, play, and pray together. Our